Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
My buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's purse.
Innovative.
He went all the way to our pickleball spot, and then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I was just amazed that the car let you go. I could understand. He was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something. But
it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Kind of digging that new part of the open. Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services. Morning, Tausch.
Good morning, fellas. How are we today?
I think we're jovial. We're feeling good.
Jovial?
Yeah.
That's a good start.
It's
jovial.
Nice.
Upbeat?
Yeah, we're
certainly.
We're getting through the news and information that you need. So,
So, Vinny, before we get into any Packers talk, the lawn, now that, because I just pulled in from getting beaten pickleball again this morning, and frost, do you mow after a big frosting like this?
Yeah, typically, now I mow later than most.
You're a psychopath.
I enjoy it.
In fairness, you're a psychopath lawnmower.
Yeah, if I get a good Thanksgiving mow in, I'll feel really good. Now, typically, frost... Frost, yes, because it'll warm up. And look at the, you know, we got 70s coming here. So post-frost, yeah, I mean, you don't want to mow when there's frost on the grass.
No, it's too early.
That's not good. That's why they frost delay in golf. They don't want you out there on the crispy grass. Definitely still mowing season. Once you hit that hard freeze, Tausch, you can be done.
Okay, so is that 5 days in a row? What do we need for it to be considered a hard freeze?
I feel like that's a you'll know it when you feel it. Like, okay, it's been super cold,
total vibe
below
thing.
Freezing, and we're done here. If you're not getting growth on it, you don't have to do it anymore. I do it as a matter of enjoyment.
So you're mowing a lawn that's not growing?
Maybe.
You just push it over the top of it?
Well, there might be like a little bit of growth.
Is the mower on when you do that?
Yeah, just a little restripe. Tighten it up. Maybe pick it up some leaves, Tausch. I don't know.
Your poor neighbor.
Tighten it up.
I'm trying to walk there again.
And they often apologize. They're like, I'm sorry, my lawn. I'm like, no, I am self-aware. I know I'm the lunatic. You're good. Just, keep the weeds at bay.
Please.
don't let any of that dandelion fluff get over.
I can help you. I can recommend a guy.
Maybe
if you need
paint
it.
The house once in a while.
How about that siding?
Wouldn't mind if your gutters got cleaned. I mean, that's another thing.
So let's talk about the kicker situation, Tausch. Braden out, Brandon in. I wanted to ask you about, the guy comes in with some baggage. There was the NFL investigation. The NFL essentially cleared him, said we didn't find anything here that is to be penalized. Therefore, he became available
for
to the
for sexual
Packers.
Assault, right?
Yes, was accused of that, but apparently the NFL did not find those allegations to be credible. I remember talking with an executive, different sports, so totally unrelated to this, but there was some question as to whether or not a team was going to bring somebody else in who kind of in a similar situation, and they're like, well, what about this guy? And that executive said at the time, we thoroughly investigate anyone with a questionable past or background. And in that situation said, this is not a person we're interested in. Brian Gutekunst said they did that with the Packers and they feel good about this hire.
Yeah, I think it always comes back to you have to sit down with the person. And obviously if there's serious charges that are criminal, I don't think you can touch it. I think you have to steer clear. And in this case, obviously, he was accused of some things. I think there's some civil suits that are out there.
Yep.
He's maybe settling. The bottom line is, if your talent allots, you can get through some of these issues. But just take a look at Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is a great wide receiver. He did some alleged. I think it's alleged. I know how this whole works. You always say allegedly so you don't get sued. He did some things that were vile, allegedly, and he ended up falling to the fifth round. Kansas City took a shot, and obviously he's a great player. But as a dude, and from a moral standpoint, I just don't think the Green Bay Packers would have ever drafted Tyreek Hill. And so you have to look at it from a big picture. Do I think they wanted their first choice? Obviously was not. Their second choice? Obviously not. But when you get put in a position, you have to kind of weigh both sides of it. And I think the fact they felt comfortable enough that the NFL did their investigation, and I'm sure the Packers did their own, they feel like this guy can come in and he's a better kicker than what they had, and they can help this team win. Because as a GM, you're looking at it and you're saying, yeah, there's baggage. There's things that he did that obviously none of us like or agree with, but I don't want to let down the other 52 guys in that locker room because I didn't bring in a player that I know could help us win. And that is always the overarching thing that executives are looking for, unless it's taken out of their hands where there's a criminal lawsuit against them and they can't play.
So head coach Matt LaFleur says this doesn't change anything about his game plan. False.
Yeah, hard to believe that.
If you have greater confidence in your kicker, you're going to make different decisions, right, on fourth down, Tausch, or what you're trying to do maybe in a two-minute drill?
For sure. And I don't blame him for saying that, but it just 2 or 3 weeks ago he said, I'm going to be, you know, when they made the switch and they cut Anders and they didn't bring Joseph in and they, you know, brought Narvi in, it was, yeah, if there's fourth down, I'm going to be more aggressive. So obviously that was in coach's head. Now, whether or not he is going to all of a sudden just turn it over and say, on a fourth and two from the 35, well, we're going to try this 52-yard field goal, or are we going to go for it? I think he'll feel more comfortable if this kid, this 33-year-old kid, comes out and makes a bunch of kicks, and all of a sudden that confidence grows. But as we sit here right now, he doesn't really need – this guy's 9-10 years experience in the league, but he's never had him. And I think he is not going to change how he coaches because of this kicker now. He's not going to just all of a sudden start going for longer field goals. I still think he's going to be aggressive until McManus proves that he can make a bunch of 45-yard field goals plus.
I hope we see that on Sunday then.
But you know what, fellas, a little parting shot. What I love about what happened with all this, obviously there's all of the stuff that was talked about. But what this tells me, and not that I'm surprised by it, Brian Gutekunst did this deal because he knows this is a Super Bowl contending team. And otherwise, I think you let the growth happen, but he knows now is the time.
This is it. The window is open.
We are ready to win now. Move. And as a Packer fan, you got to dig that.
Let's go. Starts again on Sunday.
Let's go.
5-1 Texans.
Go Pack.
In town. Thanks, buddy.
See you guys.
Wipe your feet really good.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.